The application filing was celebrated outside the state courthouse with song, hugs, and emotion, as people who've long believed the Fairbanks Four to be innocent had something new to hang hope on. The filings on behalf of George Fries, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent cite new evidence that shifts responsibility for the Hartman murder to a group of former locals. One of them, William Holmes, currently serving life for another murder, details the Hartman attack in a letter penned from jail. Alaska Innocence Project director Bill Oberle says Holmes tells a story of he and four school friends carrying out random violence.
It was something that they did at that time for fun. They came downtown and harassed people, and John Hartman was an unfortunate victim of that.
Holmes pins the actual killing on Lathrop High classmate Jason Wallace, who's also currently in prison. The story is corroborated by another friend who says Wallace admitted to the Hartman attack in a private conversation. Wallace refused to talk to investigators, but Oberle says there's reason to believe Holmes is telling the truth.
Why would he come forward? I mean, it doesn't make sense that he would make this up.
Oberle told the crowd of Fairbanks Four supporters that the new information submitted to the court is convincing.
Proves that Marvin, George, Eugene, and Kevin are innocent, and that we will prevail in that regard. So,
Marvin Roberts' mother, Hazel Roberts Mayo, was overcome with joy following the announcement of the new development in the case.
It's just the best news ever. I waited for 16 years and I fought for my son for 16 years. And it's paying off. I knew he was innocent from day one.
Roberts Mayo says her happiness will be topped if her son can walk free. The Tanana Chiefs Conference has been active in supporting efforts to track down new information in the Fairbanks 4 case. TCC Justice Task Force Chair Shirley Lee joined in welcoming the new development, but tempered the celebratory mood.
The filing made on behalf of the Fairbanks 4 by the Alaska Innocence Project brings light to a case made dark by things done and left undone.
There is much resentment in the Native community about how the police and courts have dealt with the case. April Monroe Frick, creator of the website Free the Fairbanks Four, says she's not ready to declare victory.
I don't have a feeling like we're handing this over to some trustworthy entity by handing it into the court system. I do feel like I think it's wonderful that it's being handed over to the public, because frankly that I think is who I trust. It's just the regular common day Alaskans to look at this information and make, you know, come up with their own opinion and to hold their public officials accountable.
Monroe Frick says the circle of people affected by the case has widened with the new information, and that's nothing to be celebrated. The state has 45 days to respond to the applications. For KUAC News in Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.